We would like to speak to you about the light seeds that have been planted, even in this very, shall we say, shady time that you are living in. Every choice that you have made about your own life, that is for your protection, that is for your illumination, every decision you have made that involves loving kindness, that involves patience and generosity, every decision you have made in that way is the planting of a light seed. It is a light seed in you, but it is also a light seed in the world around you. When you realize that there are people who are looking for a place where they can be, and someone will make that good and make that fine, then you will understand what we are saying here. And that is that every kindness you extend is a kindness then that exists in your reality. It exists within you, but it also exists in the common consciousness. A kindness has gone into that. And there are those who need to know that and need to feel that and can actually feel that in ways that they may not understand. And when you are doing these acts of kindness and of understanding, you are actually doing what you are, but a great part of what you are doing here. You are giving something to the world that the world needs. We have mentioned before the importance of beginning with you. So it starts with a kindness for yourself. And then when you see someone stumbling, you can extend that kindness to them. And that is a thing that is not done so much with the words as with the feeling. You could say in a very cold way, "I hope you will be better soon." And it would not do very much. It would be at best a nice thought. But when you can see someone and you can take a moment and feel with them, I don't mean getting caught in it or trying to do their feelings for them, but to say, "Oh, I know that feeling. I've been in that place. I understand that." Then when you say, "I hope you are feeling better soon," there's an energy that goes with it. And that second step, where you are able to extend the emotion, that is the powerful one. That is the powerful one. And so we want to remember that as we move forward. Now, when you are talking about what we were happy that you were talking about, because these things are so important, that also is a way of planting light seeds. This is good for me, this is not good for me. I will check my body to see which one it is. And when that is going on in your life, you are a planter of light seeds. And again, if anything, it extends your ability then, after you have done it for yourself, to do it for the world around you, any place that you might be called. And when that is going on, then you know that you are a light worker, because that is what you are planting. You are planting it everywhere that you can. And now that you know about planting it first with yourself, you're not doing it sacrificially. You are not saying, "I must talk to this person for hours on end because they want to." You will be able to give that up and say, "I can take a moment here and feel for where you are. And then I can feel for where I am." This crucial step is what makes you able to both plant light seeds within yourself and within the world around you without the old sacrificial model, which is no longer good for women at all. So We will take this in our meditation, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Breathe in love. Exhale judgment. Breathe in light. Exhale shadows. Feel the golden light above your head filling you. Filling your energy, filling your body. Feel it touch the third eye and awaken that third eye so that your intuitive powers are growing. Feel the golden light open your communication center so that there is light in what you speak. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center. Let the light nourish your garden. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus and displace all of the emotions you no longer need to carry. Feel the golden light flow into the second center and displace judgment and shame. Feel the golden light flow into your root and begin to strengthen the building blocks of energy that are going to support the life you are creating now. Move your attention into your heart center and look at the beauty you've created. The places to rest, to take shelter, to be safe. Now look around the beauty of your heart center. Find the place where water flows. Go to that water and drink for the refreshment of your spirit. Now see that a path becomes illuminated in your heart center. Go to that path. Step onto the path. And let the path move you upward without effort, without pain. And feel the air is full of blessings. Breathe them all in. move upward on the path, and very lightly. Until you come to the place of healing and feel the energy of healing all around you and in you and through you. And see if there is a symbol here that speaks to you about healing. Come back to the path and begin to move up the mountain to the path, to the next stop, lightly breathing in the blessing. And come to the place of filling. Open to the energy in this place and let it fill you. And see if there is a symbol here that will remind you of how to fill and when to fill. When you're full, return to the path again and let it move you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, begin to turn on your path and come back, breathing in the blessings, feeling the light in the air that you're breathing. And come again to your heart center. And see that new flowers are blooming. And notice their color and their texture. Now breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.